Okay, so we got two problems today. The first problem is you have a Abaye and Rava. Okay? Abaye and Rava. So it says, basically, the case is where we hold that you could, if your kids die, then you have to replace them. So the question is, what do you replace them with? So it says, Pashut, if you had, you could replace your son with a son and your daughter with a daughter. What about the vice versa? Oh, I'm sorry. The Pashut, you could replace son with a son with a daughter. Also, certainly, Kol Shekein, you could replace a daughter with a son. But Abaye thought you can't replace a son with a daughter for some reason. Right? And then the Gemara answers, Rava says, no, not true. Because the Shavas, L'Shavas Yitzhar Abaye. There you go. Look, you just need L'Shavas. L'Shavas is to populate the world, and you have it. So a daughter will populate the world looks like a son will populate the world. So what's the difference? Who cares? So can you replace this son with a daughter? Right? So the question is, what was Havamina? What was Abaye's Havamina? And what's Rava's Maskana? And it seems like Rava, Abaye gave in. Right? It sounds like it's presenting it that way. Right? How should we approach this problem? What should we start with? What should we answer first? Try to understand the Abaye. Okay, so the first thing I think is we have to figure out why the most direct question is why are sons better? Like that's some sort of premise here of Abaye. Sons are better. And therefore I'd say that you can't replace a son with a daughter. And Rava doesn't argue on that. He just says, look, you need Shabbos and you have it anyways. Right? But there's like this underlying assumption in Abaye that sons are better, therefore certainly you could replace a daughter with a son, but not the opposite. So in what framework, or why in this framework here, should we say that sons are better? Right, why are sons better? Maybe like this. I mean, this is what Yaakov is going with here. And then maybe we can just work it out all the way. But the idea is that, let's just remember what it's saying. It's the mitzvah is to have a son and daughter. That's the mitzvah. You can't get around that. Okay, you can't have two sons. Even if sons are better, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to produce both elements in the Bria. Right? And the Bria, the world is built through Azach and the Keva, and the Torah is Kaveh, so it's a mitzvah. You have to have a son and daughter. Now, the only thing is that the Kiyam of the mitzvah is that the son and daughter function for the Shabbos Yitzhara, for you to be like a progenitor of the world, of building the world. You have to be involved in building the world. Right? That's the mitzvah. So that's why if they die, and if they had any kids, so then they don't function for you to make you building the world. Right? And their role, the kiyam, is because your son and daughter are vehicles of you to build the world. That's why, again, if they die, then they basically don't accomplish anything. There's no kiyam. Right? Okay. Now the only thing is say, Mnei Banim Harin Kabanim, which means that if they die with children, so then they are vehicles of you building the world. Right? Because it's true that they died, but they didn't die fruitlessly. They died with offspring, and that's how they build the world. They build the world. They're your vehicles of building the world by passing the buck along to the next generation. So as long as they had kids, so therefore they register, so to speak, and therefore you don't say it undermines your mitzvah. Right? Because they serve their purpose. Right? They serve their purpose vis-a-vis you. Okay. Now the only thing is like this, is that in terms of building the world, and this is the Abaye's point, in terms of you building the world, it would seem to be that they're not exactly identical, the man and the woman. Okay? You can say different reasons why, but it seems like the man is a greater vehicle of building the world than the woman. Okay? A greater vehicle of you building the world rather than man and woman. Maybe because he's the one who goes out and conquers, and he's Metuva in Puruvu. Or it could be because like his real idea of building the world is that you are building the world. So the son, since his children, it's like the family name, he carries on your name. So it's like it's more directly linked to you as building the world. So the point is that however it is that Abaye's holding is that they're not equal in their role of building the world. And when the mitzvah is, but the mitzvah is you have to build the world through both types, through Zohar and Keva. It's just because men are different and better, whatever, it doesn't mean therefore you can just replace it, because it's just a mitzvah to build the world through man and woman. Now the only question is that if your child dies without any kid, then they're not functioning to build the world. Okay. Now he's going to say, similarly, if the man dies and all he has is a daughter, So then he's not building the world as much as he were building the world. In other words, when you have a son and daughter, so you're building the world level 1 through your daughter and level 2 through your son. And that's what's accomplished. Now, if your child dies, and if your son dies and just gives a daughter, it's like a downgrade in your building of the world. So the Kiyama Mitzvah of building the world is the building of the world of a son and a daughter. So now, if you have an upgrade and your daughter has a son, then you're functioning to build the world in a higher capacity. I guess that you can't really say it's because of it's called after you, because your daughter's son isn't going to be called after you, so it's not going to help. But I think it's to say is that men are greater vehicles of building the world because they're go out and conquer and they're mitzvah, both of those things. You see, that's why Hashem held that it's on mitzvah only a man. Right? So the saying is that if your daughter dies and has a son, then certainly you're building the world through her. Because even more so, through having a son, so now you don't say she's uprooted as a vehicle of you building the world. On the contrary, she gave her offspring of a zachar, and that's has a greater kiyam. But if your son, who is a good builder of the world, now dies and replaced her with a daughter, so then that's a downgrade. And now you've basically, it would be as if the kid died without any kids. Because now you're not fulfilling the kiyam of the mitzvah. The kiyam of the mitzvah of the son and the daughter is that they function for you to build the world. So now here, the function could be cut off totally, or it could just be minimized. But either way, you're lacking in that function. Now what's saying is this, a daughter could have a son. To explain Tosa's point, is that you can't just say I'll have two sons instead of a son and a daughter, because the mitzvah is to have a son and a daughter. But when the daughter dies with a son, it's not pshat that you're yotzei with your son. Remember, the son that she has just indicates that she's not wiped out, but she's still functioning, and she functions even greater through her son. So, but it's still your mitzvah is through her. It's just that's what allows her to have a value is because she still has a kid, and she has a greater kid, she has a son. But you're not yotzei with a grandson, you're yotzei with her. I say the reason why you can't switch it is because the mitzvah has two parts. You have to be yotzei, you're yotzei through a son, you're yotzei through a daughter. And so far as your son gets cut off and lessened, it's like your son is not really, doesn't last. So you're lacking in your building of a son. Now the fact that your daughter independently upgrades doesn't take away from the fact that your son is like Mishena. It's like your son doesn't really last. Because the son is a certain type of value and he's knocked out. So basically it's like you didn't have your son. What? Yeah, but it doesn't, but that's not, in other words, it's extraneous from this. It's extraneous to your having of the son. The son is not as wiped out. He's basically diminished. So now it's like it doesn't have kiyam. The son has a certain type of kiyam, and this son doesn't have that kiyam. So the fact that you have a daughter now who upgrades, but that's, it's like the two, I mean, I don't know, maybe it could have been that way, but I guess you could, it depends how you look at it, I guess. If you look at it as like one package deal, then maybe you could say like your son and daughter have to produce that type of kiyam or something. But maybe the Rambam's going to do something like that, you know? But the simpler way to say it is that once the son is replaced, dies without a son, so then the son is not realizing his kiyam. There's two components of the mitzvah. That's what I would say. The mitzvah is two parts. You have to have a son and you have to have a daughter. They're two independent things. So you have both components. You know, if this component is knocked down, then you don't have that component. The fact that you're a son, you know, you can't be yotzei with your grandchildren. Because you're not yotzei with your grandchildren. I think that's the point. You're not yotzei with your grandchildren. You're yotzei with your children. So the children is the son and the daughter. And the question is the son a valid fulfillment of the mitzvah? So since he didn't have a son, but he had a daughter, he's not a valid fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now you can't, the fact that your daughter went the other way, but you're yotzei with the grandson. You're yotzei with your son. And the son is not valid. Because he's not downgraded insofar as his building of the world. But I'd say the basic thing is like the mitzvah, the Torah is saying you have to have a kid, a son, and a daughter. And that's functioning to give you a certain kiyam of building the world. Now, the building of the world is like a qualitative thing, but it also there's quantity. So, in other words, the kiyam isn't just qualitative that you have a son and a daughter, but there's a quantitative aspect to that kiyam, which is that you're building the world in a certain type of a way. Now, when you lose it, so the sun, it's like you didn't have a sun. I mean, there's a sun has a certain quality of building the world, and now you don't have that quality. Now, it's true you're still building the world, but that's the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to have a sun. So the part of the mitzvah is to have a sun, so that the kiyum of a sun, because the kiyum of a sun is a son, is a male offspring. Now, that kiyum doesn't exist. It's true you may have some other kiyum, the kiyum which is appropriate for a daughter, but that's not the kiyum of a son. Kiyum of a son is the male offspring.
So the kiyum of the son is really inclusive of the daughter?
Yeah, right. It's like daughter plus. It's a better one than the daughter. So of course you can replace the daughter with the son. They're not different. It's like inclusive. Yeah, it's better. Building the world better.
But isn't that only the
shame? No, because even if you say that the son is better, it doesn't mean that the structure of the mitzvah is to have two sons. The structure of the mitzvah could be to have a son and daughter because of Bris HaShalom,
right,
which is that you have to be building the world like God built the world in Bris HaShalom. So therefore, that's the tzura of the mitzvah. But now just the question is when the daughter dies, is she wiped out? Does she have no kiyam? So it says, no, she has a kiyam, she has a lastingness, because she's now a beginning of a chain of man, starts with a man. She's giving rise to an even greater kiyam. Maybe it'll get clearer. I mean, unless there's a real problem, maybe let's try to push it to Rava, because what's Rava's retort? And then maybe we'll be able to see the whole thing in a better, Rava says back, no, the Sheva Sitzar Rabba Inan, Yoika, Samach Beis and Beis. Right, Yitzar Rabba Inan, Sheva Yitzar Rabba Inan, Yoika, you have Yitzar, Sheva Yitzar. So you say, Yaakov, I just want to put the Ramos. So Yaakov's saying is good, is that the mitzvah, it's true, sons build worlds better. Okay, they're better at that. Because they go out in the world, they conquer, they're mitzvah in the thing, right? True. But the mitzvah of Puravu does not recognize that difference. In other words, just because they're better at it. So that's true. If you're trying to build a world, have more sons and daughters. But the mitzvah of Puravu just says, have Zachar and Keva. Zachar and Keva Baram generate both types. And there's nothing in the halacha that has any primacy of men over women. Maybe according to Beishama there was, but he holds that there's no... The mitzvah is both types. It's not saying have the better and the weaker type of building the world. It's two qualities of the species, both genders of the human species. And that's the mitzvah. So now you want to say, does the man continue to exist when he dies? So he says if he leaves a daughter, he does. Now, but daughters don't build the world as good as men do. That would be that's true if you're just looking at world building. But the mitzvah is a halachic structure. It's not just building a world. It's the halachified version of building the world. And in this halachic structure, there is no distinction made to men versus women. So although it might be in some like philosophical or sociological sense that men build the world better, but... The Torah doesn't say l'sheves yitzara zacharim and then akevos also secondarily. Or something. It just says l'sheves yitzara to populate the world. Populating the world has two parties, men and women. So it doesn't. Given that there's no distinction, so l'sheves yitzara being oika, you had a son, you had a daughter. Your son has lasting power because he had a kid, and therefore he lasts. He's less. Well, you can't. Just because, and that's something that means Abaye thought to say it, because there's a svara to differentiate. But Rava's point is, it's very nice you have a svara, but you have to show that svara makes it to the halachic system, so to speak. That svara registers halachically. You know, so it's not just that he's saying it's like a bias or whatever, but he's saying it's like that not everything which makes a difference, you know, not everything which is better registers. For instance, this is taking it to an extreme, but let's say you'd argue that strong people are better at building the world than weak people. So if I have a strong son, and then my his grandson is this puny little guy, he's not going to really be able to build the world that well. So that might be true, but halacha doesn't recognize that. Look, there's no difference halachically between a strong guy and a weak guy. Now, similarly, there's no difference between a daughter and a son. So it may be true that sons build worlds better, and that's true. But that doesn't register. The mitzvah is simply to have two types, to have Zachar and Keva. And it doesn't say, so even though I, the son's a downgrade, it's because he goes to the daughter, whatever. Does he can have kiyum, qualitatively? Yes, he does. So he's less, fine. So is the puny little guy. But it doesn't matter. Right? The point is, like, it shows about the halachic system, is that even though the mitzvah is grounded in a phenomenon of world building, building the world, it's halacha constructs a mitzvah out of that phenomenon. So there is a phenomenon out there called building the world, which is pre-existed prior to the mitzvah. The mitzvah codifies it into a halachic structure. And not everything which is relevant and significant in the pre-halachic framework of building the world is necessarily going to register and be of value and have any import, halachic import, in the halachic construct. So there's no indication that there's such a thing like that. Thing Abaye, I don't think Abaye is a, it's a Havmina. It says Savar Abaye Lamemar. But Rava showed him, look, it's not true. It doesn't matter. And I think he agreed. And the interesting thing is, Abaye thought that because in a certain underlying sense, it's true. In Svara, it's true. In the underlying reality of building the world, it's true. It is a downgrade. But Rava's point is that difference isn't a halakhic difference. And I think Rava Abaye agreed to him. The way the Gemara presents it is Abaye, it's almost like they presents it. Abaye is giving an argument. They're sitting around, you know, in the basement edition. Abaye says, yeah, it's true. You can't, how could it be? Is something going to be a downgrade, you know, if you have a daughter? And, you know, he's making like a logical point. Then Rava says, yeah, but hold on a second. That point is not, where do you have any evidence that that's halachic? And he says, you're right. And you give in. You know, so it's like, that's kind of the way learning goes. Sometimes you could have a svara. But then the question is, just because you have a good svar doesn't necessarily mean that that is a halachic point. So that's why it says, Savar Lamemar. But Rava said back to him, because otherwise you should say, Abaye Amar this, Rava Amar that. It doesn't say that. It's presenting it like it's Rava, Abaye is coming up with an idea, and Rava puts him in his place, you know, and he agrees. That's why I'm learning. It's not like a real machlokas. It's more of like, Amen,
let's
go. Right. You know? What Mara is presenting is it shows you an interesting point about the, you know, about the whole mitzvah. I mean, it gives you, you know, it presents the whole, you may think this, but don't, because, so, you know. So it's showing you, this, that is a natural thing to think, but it's showing you where halacha, you know, what halacha does and doesn't recognize. Clarify, I'm not saying it couldn't have been halachically recognized, the difference between man and woman. I'm just saying Rava's point is that it isn't. There's no, you have to prove that that's recognize. A way you could look at the Hav Meskanda is that when you say the mitzvah is to have a son and a daughter, is the mitzvah to have two different types of producers in the world, like two levels? You have to have the man type of a producer, you know, builder of the world, and the woman type of producer of the world, and they're two different levels. And even if you say that, it doesn't mean you just have two men, because they're two different types, and there's a tzura to the thing. But it's just two types of building in the world and two levels, and in which case there's different levels, and you can't downgrade it from man type to woman type. Or do you just say the mitzvah is two qualitative entities, a man and a woman, and the level of world building and the type of world building that a man does and a woman does is not recognized in the halachic mitzvah. Just to have a son and daughter, the two species in Bria Zolam, in which case it could have incorporated two different levels, but the mitzvah the Rav is saying is it doesn't. There's an equality in the two, in the halachification of the idea. Okay, so now to the Rambam. Now to the Rambam. The troublesome Rambam. Okay? Always causing problems. Okay, good problems, though. Good problems. Okay. Kind of problems we could live with, right? So, he holds that if you need to have a son and a daughter, if they die and they leave a son and a daughter, here you go. If your son, right, from both of them, okay? In other words, your son could leave a son and a daughter, or your vice versa. But if they both have sons or if they both have daughters, it doesn't work. Or if only one of them, if they both die, one of them dies childless and the other one dies with a son and a daughter, that also doesn't work.
It does not.
They have to be, from the two of them, you have to have a son and daughter. They have to be a son and a daughter, and they have to result in the son and the daughter. Right? So the question is I guess, one way to phrase the question is, Mamsha, is how do you want to have that? Are you Yotze through your children? In which case the grandchildren are just functioning to make your children register on the board. not to be not wiped out. So then, who cares what gender your grandchildren are, right? You're yotzei through your children. The grandchildren are just there to make it that you know that you're that they register, right? So that was that's the way Rashi and Dosos learned. It doesn't matter. You could have two grandsons, two granddaughters. Who cares, right? Because you yotzei through the children. Elamai'll say that you yotzei through the grandchildren. For the grandchildren, right? Because that's why your grandchildren have to be son and daughter, because you yotzei through them. That's why we care about what gender they are, because you yotzei through them. But if you yotzei through them, then why can't you just have one child who in turn has a son and a daughter? One son or daughter who has a son and daughter. Or son and a daughter, one of them dies childless, another one dies with a son and a daughter. Because after all, you yotzei with your grandchildren. So, like, why does he have the requirement of son and daughter both on the children level and on the grandchildren level? How do you work out having both of those requirements? Seems like doesn't seem to explain that. You know, that's the problem. Maybe like this. According to the Rashi, Rashi and Tosfos, so really the you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Let's say break it down like this: is the Maisa mitzvah? And there's the Kiyama Mitzvah, the fulfillment of the Mitzvah. Okay? Maisa Mitzvah is having kids, right? Having a son and daughter. That everyone agrees. You have to have a son and daughter. That's it. Now, the question is, through what is the Kiyam? How are you fulfilling the Mitzvah? Okay? So, according to what Rashi and Tosfos says, the Kiyama Mitzvah is really through your kids. It's just that if your kids die, and they leave offspring, so then they're legitimate. Your kids could give you the Kiyama Mitzvah. In other words, you're building the world through your kids. Now, the only thing is, are your kids erased? So the thing is, no, once they have kids, they themselves have kids, they're not erased. So therefore, you fulfill the Mitzvah through them. In other words, you can only fulfill Mitzvah with certain types of kids, which are kids who continue on. But in other words, ultimately, the Kiyama Mitzvah is taking place through your kids. Okay, it's just, again, they have to have children so that they register. But they're the ones your Kiyama Mitzvah is in, and that's why they're Zachar and Akeva. So you don't say the Mitzvah because your kids, you have a Zachar and Akeva, who are vehicles of you continuing the world. Your son and daughter are your vehicles of continuing the world. The way they are so is because they pass, they go further. But essentially, your Kiyama Mitzvah is not through your grandchildren, your Kiyama Mitzvah is through your children. It's just your grandchildren qualify your children. That's why your grandchildren can be different. It could be the same gender, it doesn't matter. Right? So it could be that the Rambam doesn't buy that. Because he holds like this, is that the mitzvah, the Kiyama mitzvah is that you're building the world, right? Now here's a way to look at it is, what's the Kiyama mitzvah? Listen, you're going to die. Every person dies. Now, what they have to do is when a person dies, they have to be leaving their mark on the world. Whereas they're building the world through passing on, leaving something when they leave. They're leaving generations and leaving children, leaving offspring, which will carry on their legacy, so to speak. That's, or they'll carry on their place in the world. So the idea of like the Kiyama Purvu is not just that you have someone under you in the chain, but it's that you die, is that you, when you pass, you leave on people to carry it to follow, you know, after you. Now he holds is that if your children predecease you, so then you can, the Kiyama can't be through them. Because you're dying, and they're not even there. So what are you doing? You're leaving your children. Your children don't do anything. You lasted longer than them. So therefore, as the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Maitza Mitzvah is having your children. But the Kiyam can't be through your children. Because the children, your children, are not you leaving anything on the world, and you building the world through them. They're gone before you. So the Kiyam is going to be through your grandchildren. Now, the grandchildren are related to you via your children. In other words, you had your children who had the grandchildren, so therefore it's like you've produced the grandchildren, and those grandchildren could be your Kiyam. Okay, those children and grandchildren could be your Kiyam. So therefore, but the Kiyam is ultimately through your grandchildren, and since the Kiyam is, the Kiyam HaMitzvah is Zachar Nekeva, so your grandchildren have to be Zachar Nekeva. In other words, because there's two things. There's the Maisa HaMitzvah, which is to have a son and a daughter, but that Maisa HaMitzvah has to result in the Kiyam of building the world through a son and a daughter. Okay, now if they die with offspring, So then the Kiyam HaMitzvah is going to be not, that's the Chiddush of Rebbeinu Meir and Kibbonim. The Chiddush of Rebbeinu Meir and Kibbonim is that even though the Maisa HaMitzvah is through your children, the Kiyam of those children, the Kiyam HaMitzvah, could be not through them, but through their offspring, through their children. Okay, so that's because they are responsible for their offspring, and you produce them, and they produce them. So therefore, your Kiyam HaMitzvah could be through your Bnei Banim, and not through the Banim. So even though the Maisa has to be Zachon Keva, because that's the Mitzvah is a structure. This is the Maisa Mitzvah, Zachon Keva. And the Kiyam also has to be Zachon Keva, because that's the Kiyam Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is a structure. Just like the structure of the Mitzvah is Zachon Keva, the Kiyam Mitzvah also be Zachon Keva. Now it doesn't matter if they reverse Zachon Keva and Keva Zachra, that's not the point. The point is that you have to have the Kiyam Mitzvah, it has to be a Kiyam of Zachon Keva. Now you'll ask, so why can't you have one child childless and the other one Zachon Keva? But then I say, is the Kiyam is unrelated to the Maisa. Because the Maisa is to produce the Zachon Keva. And now the Kiyam has to emerge from the Maisa of Zalavir Zachar Nekeva, through your two children. So if you're going to have, if only one of them has a kid, so then it turns out that your Kiyam is really resulting from your having a Zachar. Or from having a Nekeva, it's only resulting from one of them. So then the Kiyam is unrelated, then you're just trying to produce the result of the Kiyam of building Zachar Nekeva without the Maisa. The thing you did the Maisa, but that's not, the Maisa can't be disjoint from the Kiyam. The Kiyam has to emerge, be a consequence of the Maisa. So it could be a consequence of it through your having two children and they having children. That's defined, that your grandchildren are defined as a consequence of your children. So therefore, it's a consequence of your Maisa. Your Maisa is producing children who in turn produce the grandchildren. But if it only ties into one of the children, then it's a consequence of half of the Maisa Mitzvah. But that doesn't work, because it has to be, the Kiyam has to emerge from the Maisa. So the Maisa is having two kids, son and daughter. And the Kiyam is that this Maisa has to eventuate in you leaving over a son and daughter when you die. Leaving over a Zachar and a Keva when you die. A Zachar and a Keva of your Banim or of your Bnei Banim, Bnei Banim and a Banim. So that's a Kiyam. So the Rambam's idea is, as opposed to Tosfos, is Tosfos holds that the Kiyam is always through your children. It doesn't matter if they predecease you. The point is that you are leaving the next in the tree, what do they call it? Family tree. In the family tree, in the genealogy, you produce a son and a daughter. So the next generation is son and daughter, is Zachar and Akeva. So it doesn't matter if they die first. The point is that in the chain of generations, then you look back in the family tree, you say, father, see, this guy, son, daughter, then this, and this, and it keeps going down, 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 down. So you producing, you're leaving a son and a daughter, and the fact that when you die first is not relevant. The Kiyam is through the fact that the next generation, you produce son and daughter, and they continue onwards. Whereas the Rambam saying is that the Kiyam HaMitzvah is that you leave, it's not just that you produce on the next rung of the family tree, son and daughter, but that you leave a son and a daughter. You carry on your place in this world through leaving over to a Zachar and a Keva. So if that's the case, if your children predecease you, the Kiyam can't be realized through them. The Kiyam has to be realized through their children, through your grandchildren. And as such, the grandchildren have to be a Zachar and a Keva. But again, the children also have to be Zachar and a Keva, because that's the Maisa Mitzvah. So both the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyam Mitzvah have to be Zachar and a Keva. So both the children and the grandchildren have to be the Kiyam Mitzvah, have to be Zachar and a Keva. But again, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that the Maisa and the Kiyam are both in the children. So therefore, all you need is your children to be Zachar and a Keva. The grandchildren are not the Maisa nor the Kiyam, according to Tosfos. They're just qualifying your children, your Zachar and a Keva children, as registering. And therefore, it doesn't matter about the gender of the grandchildren. Yeah. No, it has to be one boy and one girl then, because... Tosfos you mean, or Rambam?
Rambam.
No, the Rambam does matter. According to the Rambam, the Kiyam HaMitzvah is through your grandchildren. And therefore, it is you're fulfilling the Mitzvah through leaving the Zachar and the Keva on your grandchildren. So that's how you're fulfilling the Mitzvah, through your grandchildren. And when you die, you leave a Zachar and the Keva on the world. So of course they have to be a boy and a girl.
Okay.
But according to Tosfos, the Kiyam is through the fact that you had a male and female child. Now the grandchildren don't merely function to make it that your male and female child matter. So it doesn't matter if the grandchildren are boys or girls, who cares? They qualify your children. The children of the Kiyam is through the fact that on your family tree you got Zachar and Keva under you. You know, I mean, the Rambam, it's not that on your family tree is Zachar and Keva under you. It's the fact that you die with Zachar and Keva. You pass on Zachar and Keva to the world. So if your children predecease you, they don't work. They do work insofar as they could be the forerunners of your grandchildren, and then your kiyum will be through your grandchildren. But now you need your grandchildren to be a zachar and a keva, because that's how you leave your zachar and a keva in the world.